Moving on a bit into psychiatry, why do you think so many people are prescribed behavioural drugs, even though a lot of the research done shows these drugs are not as good as they're saying? So there's a lot of it's inconclusive.
Yeah, I mean, psychiatry. We have invented diseases. We have the whole idea that behavioural problems, lifestyle problems, are being pathologised into a disease and being given a billing code. If you look through the diagnostics, the DSM, as they call it, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual on Mental Disorders, at last count there were 374 mental illnesses, and they're complete with their own insurance billing codes. They will include things like lottery stress disorder, chronic tax anxiety syndrome, organic caffeine mental disorder, for which you can be given drugs. So there is no science behind psychiatry. Psychiatry will admit, if it's honest, and many of them do, that there are no scientific means to diagnose mental illness. And the problem, actually, to be fair to the medical profession, is that they are looking at health. They're looking at your body and my body in a biochemical light. And we are not biochemical beings only. We are biophysical beings. And so there's a whole realm of science that is simply not being addressed. For instance, can your thoughts affect your biochemistry? Of course they can, and all the studies show that. And yet, this is simply not being taken into consideration. So they don't have the whole picture by any means. And by the way, this is the reason why we've made some amazing advances in healthcare. Who would argue? Infant survivability at birth, A&E trauma medicine, God forbid you get smashed up on the A38 and have to put you back together again, brilliant. Pain management, brilliant. Prosthesis, brilliant. Disease, pathetic, because they're not trained in nutrition. And the vast majority of these illnesses that we're combating are what we call metabolic illnesses. And let's remember that a lot of these metabolic illnesses will don the apparel of a mental complaint.
In the United States, they've started to give babies lithium due to these perceived mental problems. I mean, why do you think they're aiming younger and younger, targeting the youth with these mental perceived mental health problems?
Well, money. Quite simply, if they can persuade mum and dad that their kid is in some way behaving in an aberrant fashion, then the parents can be persuaded to dose their kids up for life. And this is essentially akin to having control over their food supply as well. If you can persuade somebody that they are ill, there's a tremendous amount of money to be made out of telling healthy people they're sick. And of course, we now have dog psychiatrists, so you can even start prescribing doggy Prozac to your four-legged friend as well if they are behaving in an aberrant fashion.
I mean, the studies have shown time and time again that hyperactivity in children is linked to diet. Why do so many doctors seem to ignore this? I mean, you said they're not trained in nutrition, but surely it's a no-brainer. I mean, they seem so quick to pass out these pharmaceutical drugs instead of just saying change the diet for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Many doctors do. It's not really as cut and dried as that. I mean, certainly in my experience, doctors are not evil or wicked people. I work with hundreds of them around the world. And I'll tell you something about doctors. They did not go into medicine not to heal people. But what we have here are some very honest and well-meaning men and women who want to help, who are trained in institutions funded by the drug industry. And so it's more than their job's worth to go against that credo. For instance, if they give you the coveted MD and then you go against the faith, you'll be hauled up before the GMC faster than the ferret up your trouser leg, and they will bring the Darth Vader Brigade to bear on you. So MDs need to toe the party line. It's not a lot of good, for instance, becoming a medical doctor and then having a change of heart halfway through your career and wanting to train in nutrition, because if you covet the MD, in certain countries, even in Britain these days, you can be persecuted as a doctor for treating people who have cancer with nutrition and eschewing the chemotherapy and radiation routes. So it's a difficult situation. They want to help people. Privately, many of them do offer nutritional advice, and they do sneak along to my meetings, for instance, and many other meetings that deal with this subject to try to find out more.
Sure. Just quickly, I know you're short of time, the fluoridating of the water, the excuse used by authorities is to help dental care. That's been proven by several studies now to be false. Comments on why they're doing this fluoridation?
Yeah, fluoridation is, again, an immense wrong turn. And many people are pushing fluoridation with the best of intentions, but you can be sincere and sincerely wrong. The big problem with fluoridation is the studies, the original studies that the whole concept is based on, were found to be fraudulent. There is a minor benefit for ingesting natural calcium fluoride that occurs in streams. That is leagues apart from the chemical they're putting into the water supplies in Britain and elsewhere. This is normally hexafluorosilicic acid, H2SiF6, which is a grade A carcinogen. It's actually a toxic byproduct out of the aluminium and phosphate industry. And what we see is them simply attempting to dispose of toxic waste in the public water supply, knowing that only about 1% to 2% of water actually passes through the human body. The rest of it is used in industry and on agriculture and so on. So, again, you'll see them defend this position to the end, even though it's been found that these chemical additives are known to cause bone cancer. This was confirmed by the National Cancer Institute back in the 1970s and the 1980s. And, again, we're still seeing this this mistake now. Anyone looking to at this film, if you wish to have pristine dental health and you don't want dental cavities, stop eating